No one puts on a big spectacle like the folks at the Empire Theater. Every year they come up with a big splashy musical production that is guaranteed to wow most of the theater-going audience. Their most recent production is My Fair Lady, one of the all-time classics, and while there is a great deal of wonderful things to recommend with this production, I still find myself shaking my head at some of the choices that were made. Please don't misunderstand me. There are so many great things with this production, it's hard to nitpick, but that's my job. We will get to my reservations a little later, but first let's take a look at all the really good things. One of the greatest things about this production is Stacey Sabash, a truly talented actress whose singing should be considered a national treasure. Her performance in last year's The Sound of Music totally captivated me and everybody else who came to see the show. Her performance is even better in My Fair Lady. As Eliza Doolittle, she manages to capture both her ambition and her desire to stay connected to her roots. The role of Henry Higgins is a difficult one to play. Director Bruce Miller was wise to cast Joe Insko as the irascible confirmed bachelor that takes on Eliza as a special project. As you are no doubt aware, the play My Fair Lady is based on George Bernard Shaw's classic Pygmalion. The original story of Pygmalion concerned a sculptor who created a statue so beautiful that he fell in love with it. And that's one of the issues I have with this production. Insko never seems to find that chemistry with Eliza that leads to his eventual infatuation for her. By the time we get to the end of the play, when Higgins should be obviously attracted to his Pygmalion, he never seems to get there. However, it's a small quibble, and judging from the audience's reaction on opening night, it puts me squarely in the minority. As Alfred P. Doolittle, Jason Marks has the greatest time. His singing and dancing are both highlights of this production, and his performance during the song Get Me to the Church on Time makes that particular number memorable and exciting. Of course, Leslie Owings Harrington's stellar choreography may have had a little bit to do with that. Matthew Costello in the role of Colonel Hugh Pickering does a great job of underplaying in order to give a brighter spotlight to Insko's Higgins. Andrew Boothby has limited stage time, but manages to steal the scenes. His role of Zoltan Karpathy may not appear frequently, but is a highly pivotal role, and he brings a deft comic touch. A highlight for this particular critic is the emergence of Ben Houghton in the role of Freddie Hill. Houghton's voice is amazing, and his take on the song, On the Street Where You Live, is absolutely breathtaking. On the technical side, Brian C. Barker has designed a great set, even if there were a few bumps on opening night. Sue Griffin continues to put together some of the best costumes, especially those of the society patrons, and Lynn Hartman has once again provided great lights. I have no doubt that My Fair Lady will be a smash hit and be fondly remembered by most who see it. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.